A panel of experts advising the Food and Drug Administration said today that the agency should allow over-the-counter sales of the morning-after pill to prevent pregnancy. If the FDA accepts the recommendation, it would mean that the so-called emergency contraception could be sold without a prescription and could be sold virtually anywhere. As NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, the committee heard a wide range of opinion today for and against unrestricted sales.
The medication is called Plan B, a reference to when it's used. That's when Plan A, routine contraception, is forgotten or fails. Plan B is available now only by prescription, but the drug's manufacturer asked the FDA for permission to sell it over-the-counter today, and a panel of experts recommended approval. Dr. Dan Davis was among the first to testify before the panel. He's the FDA official responsible for monitoring the safety of medications when they're switched to non-prescription status. Davis says that Plan B has been thoroughly studied in the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, and France.
Plan B has a safety profile that includes no deaths, strokes, or thromboembolic events. There is a low potential for misuse and abuse. The safety risks are very limited.
Plan B is a higher dose of birth control medication. It's highly effective in preventing pregnancy if taken within 72 hours after intercourse. Researchers don't know for sure exactly how it works, but the weight of evidence, they say, suggests it impairs the mobility of sperm and stops fertilization from taking place or prevents ovulation altogether. And in the smaller percentage of cases when an egg is fertilized anyway, researchers suggest Plan B then prevents it from implanting in the uterus. This is where abortion opponents take issue. They believe life begins at fertilization and that Plan B, or emergency contraception, equals abortion. And that's only part of the debate. The panel also debated concerns about the safety of repeated use of Plan B, about promiscuity, and about unwanted pregnancy and rape cases. Here are some of the pros and cons the committee heard.
Good morning. My name is Judy Brown. I'm the president of American Life League. Emergency contraception, first of all, is not contraception. So-called emergency contraception can, by definition, abort a child before that child implants. A human being begins at conception, not at implantation.
My name is Dr. John Brachowski. I'm a practicing OBGYN in Fairfax, Virginia, and here with the Catholic Medical Association. Without medical advice from a health professional, the use of Plan B by teens will be disastrous. Why put this potent medication over the counter and bypass an opportunity for counseling, especially in this affected subgroup, teen women?
My name is Linda Freeman. I am the co-chair of the Now New York State Reproductive Rights Task Force. We women are aware of when we need to take the morning after pill. Please do not insult our intelligence nor belittle us. We as women are capable of following directions. Most importantly, we as women should and must be allowed to make reproductive decisions for ourselves without the need for someone else's approval.
Good afternoon. I'd like to address you as a rape survivor. I know firsthand about the shame, humiliation, the degradation, and the self-blame that rape victims go through. Should these women also have to endure unwanted pregnancy because they choose not to speak out or not to seek medical attention in a public forum? I urge you on behalf of past, present, and future rape victims to please help increase this access to a standard of medical care.
The final vote to approve over-the-counter sales was 23 in favor and 4 against. The FDA usually follows the advice of its expert panels. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.